You know, the competitor in me, you know, you always want to be the one on the field playing, but at the same time, you know, I love Mike, and we've gone about it the right way. Our, you know, we've had, kept a great friendship, and we've pushed each other, and, you know, I'm proud, you know, I'm proud of him, and I'm going to do anything I can to help him to become the best quarterback possible. And, you know, I'm excited for him, and I'm a, you know, nothing changes in my preparation. I'm still going to prepare the same way.
I think it carries weight just knowing that, you know, who the person is. When we talk about Mike Vick, I mean, he could do so many different things as far as running this team, this offense, making plays and getting us in the right drives, you know, to capitalize on long drives. So we're very confident in Mike. And Mike's our starter. And he's our guy. He's been the guy for a couple of years here. I think it's time for us to capitalize. We got tons of speed and tons of talent. It's time to do something with it.
Well, actually, I don't really know. No, man, I'm so tuned in. You know, honestly, you know, just broke camp Sunday, but coming in today was, you know, just like another day of practice. You know, we're still in August, so I think everybody's still focused on, you know, just coming out here and just getting work done on the field. Honestly, in between lunchtime, I think I saw it run across the screen real quick, but. You know, within the building, man, honestly, them guys, they both do a great job, regardless if it's Nick or Foles. I mean, Nick or Vic. So, I mean, regardless of the case, they still go out here, they compete. And, you know, it's a long season, so, you know, who knows what it will come out to be. But, you know, I honestly think, you know, Vic will go out there and do a great job, you know, with a great backup by the name of Nick Foles.
Really nothing. We realize that both guys are very capable, and we're excited. To have two guys that are able to execute this offense. And just congratulations to Mike. He didn't throw his head down when Coach, you know, said it's going to be an open competition. You know, he could have been like, oh, man, I've been in the league this long. I made a Pro Bowls and all that type of stuff. But he took it like a champion. And it's made both guys very, very competitive, and it's brought out the best in both players. And I think both of them are starters in this league. And you need two quarterbacks in this National Football League with all of the you know, hits and just throughout the course of a whole season. So I think that we're in very good position with that position. And just congratulations to Mike. He earned it, and I'm very proud of him.
He's working hard. Y'all know me. I'm one day at a time. I try to get everything I can out of each day, and I'm going to continue to do that.
It definitely would have been tough, but, you know, Chips, he's the head man. He calls head shots for a certain reason, and, you know, it's what going on our third preseason game. This game right here is critical for the starters to go in, you know, play three quarters and, you know, just go out there and get in game mode because, you know, less than 2 weeks we'll be playing Monday night.
As a professional athlete, you know, each day you're competing, no matter if it's with the backup behind you or a guy that's even in a position or just, you know, competing with guys around the league. And there's times where I catch myself trying to compete with different guys around the league. So I think having that the competition with Mike and Nick, I think it drove him, you know, to kind of be excellent and chase perfection every chance he got. And the same way with Nick. I think just the preparation of them guys, man, it's the attitude and keeping the offense together. And as you can see, I think the last couple of preseason games we had, you know, they both play well. You know, but the good thing is with two starters, I would say, knowing that Mike's the starter, but if anything ever happens in this league, you know the biggest thing is depth. I think we have a lot of depth in the quarterback position and on down the offense. You know, so I think it's a positive thing that that we got two good quarterbacks.
Guys did, and you know, it's he wasn't familiar with the offense, so he had to be here and learn and push guys and prepare them, and he's been a champion as far as doing the right things and being there and working hard. So he definitely knew what was at stake, and this offense definitely can benefit him a whole bunch. It's perfect for his skill sets, and you know, he's just excited about, you know, his potential in this offense.